Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Fake news. Is it un-American or is it American? Donald Trump coined the term fake news and used the term to label all news that differed from his own narrative. The liberal media, in turn, labeled anything Donald Trump said during his presidency as fake news, and then used acceptance of the term to push forward censorship on the internet with, quote-unquote, the truth. I think I've heard it said that fake news is the enemy of democracy, and I'm pretty sure I've heard that from both Donald Trump and the liberal media. However, today I did want to inform you that fake news is nothing new in this country, and it goes all the way back to the founding of the country and its first president. So fake news, instead of being un-American, is quite American. What else would you expect in a country that has free speech and freedom of the press? There is no side note in the Constitution that says only the truth shall have free speech, and only what has been checked to be truthful shall have free press. This is due to the fact that to create a quasi-government organization that truth facts all facts and then lets the public know what is true and what is not, an organization with that power would mean, in fact, that we do not have free speech and freedom of the press. You may be aware that our first president was George Washington. And in the beginning, there were no political parties officially, but soon developed two separate governing philosophies, one being Federalist and the other Anti-Federalist. Thomas Jefferson, being the first Secretary of State, ended up becoming the leader of the opposition party to George Washington. What I find the most interesting is that Thomas Jefferson would use fake pen names to write in newspapers about George Washington's administration. Jefferson would use fake news to undermine Washington's presidency and to create suspicion of the Federalists. Jefferson would claim that Washington wanted to become a king. Jefferson, being an intimate of Washington, knew full well that this was not true, but he still used this fake news to undermine the credibility of the president at the time and to raise suspicion of him and his supporters. To conclude, as a free people, we must be the ones who weigh the information that we consume and decide for ourselves what is true and what is not. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.